So let's see. Today's Thursday, and I last posted a podcast on Sunday before the Grammys. There have been a few things this week that have gone on that are worth a mention or worth talking about. I guess the Grammys being one of them. They, of course, started out with their tributes to Whitney Houston, who is still dead. I shouldn't say that, but she is still dead. And of course, there have been reports on every news show about what's the latest on Whitney Houston and her funeral. That's tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, or is it Saturday? I don't know. I'm not really following it much anymore. But they do keep talking about it. Of the Grammys, though, I was extremely happy to see that Adele won 6 Grammys of the 6 that she was nominated for. And I guess I joined the throngs of people who went and downloaded her music because I added one song from her. I don't know if it's from the second album. It probably is. Her 21 album. Now I can't even think of the name of the song. What's the name of that song? Well, as far as iTunes goes, Whitney Houston beat her, like within 24 hours, her number one, or which song was it? It was I Will Always Love You became number one on iTunes, as well as the album that produced that song. The song that I'm talking about for Adele is called Rolling in the Deep. I went ahead and downloaded that because it sounded good. And she did a great job singing live. I really enjoyed that. But the Grammys had other things that I really did not like. Chris Brown's performance on those white cubes, that was weird. And then, you know, I guess I don't really watch the Grammys every year, so that when I see these performances, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's odd, and why are they singing that? And I don't know, the Grammys just weren't exciting enough for me. I guess I was only watching them because of the whole Whitney Houston dying thing, and I wanted to see how they treated her. My partner was disappointed because Diana Ross was not given her spotlight. I think she was supposed to, but it turned out that her whole Lifetime Grammy or whatever the Grammy that she got was done at a ceremony before the Grammys. So that was disappointing, I guess. Besides the Grammys, this week also had Valentine's Day on Tuesday, and we went out to dinner and had a nice bottle of wine and enjoyed the evening. It was very nice. I got lots of candy and stuff, which is always good for what I like, but not good for my big fat stomach, but I'm still eating it. On Tuesday, on Valentine's Day, I had to get my cholesterol checked, so I got it checked first thing in the morning so that I would be able to eat stuff later in the day. But my cholesterol went down this time, thank goodness. My overall cholesterol is 170, but my triglycerides, well, the last time I had it done in, when was it? November, I guess. My triglycerides were like 353, which is way too high. This time they were down to 240-something. So they definitely have gone down. I'm taking that omega fish oil as well as I'm on a prescription for cholesterol. So clearly it is helping. Also on Tuesday night, saw the premiere of Cougar Town for its whatever number season. I don't know if it's 3 or 4. I don't remember. But I absolutely love that show and Courtney Cox's character and everything that goes on that show. I think those people are just so funny. Plus they drink a lot of wine and you know, I enjoy that. I think the show got lucky because of the other show that awful, what was it, like cross-dressing men getting jobs. I forget the name of that, Work It or something like that. That show quickly was killed off. I think I mentioned that before. And Cougar Town got lucky and took their time slot, which was good for everybody who likes Cougar Town. And I hope it stays around a while because I really, really, really like that show. I think it's funny. Along, you know, making the transition from a cougar to a mountain lion, today Apple introduced or announced that they would be releasing Mountain Lion, which is the next update to OS X, and it's coming out this summer, and it's got a few cool features. It's actually turning into more of an iOS kind of operating system, because some of the features that you have on your iPad and iPhone are coming to your Mac, like the Messages application is now coming to the Mac, and they're going to get rid of iChat, which I know never really took off, but you can use Messages, which would be like text messaging on your computer, which is kind of cool. I use it somewhat on my iPhone and my iPad, but not very much. The Notes app is coming to your computer. The Game Center is coming to your computer. The Notification Center is coming to your computer. And Twitter, built-in Twitter, is coming to your computer much better than it has before. So that's kind of cool. Of course, when it comes out, I will download it and install it instantly. But yeah, so check out Mountain Lion. It was kind of a quiet announcement today. Not many people knew about it. And that's because Apple is slowly changing their ways. They're not making these big announcements like they used to. I saw something on one of the Mac sites saying that Apple is changing their ways. And instead of having these big flashy announcement ceremonies, they're just going to, for things like this, they're just going to mention things. And they're only going to invite, they're not going to make it a televised event or a record event or whatever. They're just inviting certain news organizations or certain people in the press to get the word out. And that's mostly Mac people, obviously. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. What else has been going on? Not too much. This weekend, we have a three-day weekend because of President's Day. And we're supposed to get some snow around here on Sunday towards the end of the day. I hope it doesn't ruin the three-day weekend, because I need this break really bad. I've been so tired lately. I've been waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, and then I can't get back to sleep. And my nose is all clogged from sinus issues, and I'm just... Then I end up staying up because I can't go back to sleep. And then my normal get-up time is between 4:30 and 5 anyway. So I'm like, oh, God, I want to go to sleep. So, like, today I came home and I took a nap for an hour and a half on the couch watching TV. I can't do that every day, but it certainly felt good to take a nap today because I was so tired during the day today. And I can't have days like that, so... I'm sure this weekend I'll get lots of sleep and lots of snuggles, which is something I, of course, enjoy. So that's pretty much it. This weekend we're going to go to a wine festival or a wine showcase thing, and pretty much just stay around the city. So yeah, so that's all that's going on with me. I probably won't podcast until next week because I'm going to the city this weekend. So that's all. I hope you all have had a great week, and I hope you all have a great three-day weekend. And, you know, don't feel like you can't call in or send me a voicemail or email or something, because I really enjoy that. I will say we have gotten a couple comments on the website, so I do appreciate those who have left some comments. The most recently that I can think of was from Sunday's podcast called She's Dead from Mark in D.C. He says, it's hard to understand how they completely snubbed Diana Ross during the Grammys. She had to be pissed. Very rude. I agree, Mark. And then from Mike Perry, he says, yeah, it was sad to hear about Whitney, but you're right. Not very surprising considering how her life was going. Thank you, Michael Perry. I appreciate that comment as well. And I probably should say that several people have either tweeted me or sent me email messages or left comments about getting that podcast off my iPhone. Yes, I finally figured it out. It's the swipe to the left thing. I got it off there. It's no longer on there. So you all can stop sending me those. Thank you very much for those, although I appreciate it. All right. Well, that's all for today. Until next time. Bye.